Good afternoon. This is Mark Cole with Tough Third Act Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade Grain comments for today, Friday, April the 1st. Just a quick note. There was an email floating around today saying that the FDA was going to ban meat sales in 2024. It was a very poor April Fool's joke. So if you hear about it, just disregard it. It's nonsense. Anyway, the grains closed lower with May corn down 13¾ cents at 735, May wheat down 21½ cents at 984½, and May beans down 35½ cents at 1582¾. The beans were the biggest culprit here today. They were pressured by the meal. Meal was down 1750 a ton, but the oil was up 126 ticks despite the crude oil closing down a buck a barrel here. I'm not sure why the oil was so strong, except maybe guys selling meal and buying some oil against it. Old crop corn did make a new contract high and high close here today. The old crop, new crop corn spreads are just collapsing out here. And a lot of people think that we could go to even money here, relatively soon, because the just don't have the demand up front. And with the fewer acres in the back, wouldn't surprise me at all. But the wheat broke almost 50 cents off its highs here today. We opened 17 cents higher, rallied another dime, and then broke 50 cents. I'm not sure what broke the wheat. Was it a better forecast? We know that they had some pretty good snows up north. The dollar was a little bit stronger here, up 24 ticks, but I don't think that had much to do with it. So I'm not really quite sure. There was news that the Ukrainians and Russians were exchanging prisoners of war. Maybe somebody thinks that's going to be a little bit less tension, but I don't see that. So I really don't know why the wheat broke. I haven't seen any reason for it yet. The beans under pressure all day, more selling after yesterday's reports. We have 91 million acres of beans. It's going to be pretty hefty carryout out here, in my opinion. We have to keep in mind, though, this intentions report is just an intentions report. If the weather gets really good in April, 50, 60 degree weather and not a whole lot of rain, we're going to see corn plantings go in big time. And I think that will cause a few more acres of corn to be planted and less beans. But again, if it's cold and wet in April, we could see these numbers hold up out here. Next week, a week from today, we get the WASDE report. I'm guessing we're going to see a smaller corn carryout and a bigger bean carryout. That's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.